From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 24th, 2026. Amid declining vaccination numbers, the Southern Nevada Health District is urging parents to vaccinate their young children at one of four local immunization clinics. The vaccination drive is part of an effort to mark National Infant Immunization Week, a nationwide effort that stretches until April 27th. Same-day appointments are available for children 3 and under. Recent data shows only 64% of Clark County children aged 3 and under are up to date on their recommended immunizations. That's down 2 points from 2024. The American Lung Association gives Clark County an F in its State of the Air in 2026 report. The county's poor showing is the result of having many high ozone and particle pollution days. In 2026, there were 67 orange ozone days, where the amount of ozone was unhealthy for sensitive groups, according to the ALA. There were 12 orange particle days and 2 red particle days. The report says, quote, "If you live in Clark County, the air you breathe may put your health at risk." Fighting homelessness was something Las Vegas Mayor Shelley Berkley emphasized while running for the position. On Wednesday, in her second State of the City address, Berkley said the problem was bigger than she thought and that it's time to reimagine how to tackle it. She said the city is looking to develop a more coordinated, well-resourced, and outcome-driven care system, incorporating broader access to medical and mental health services for all. The city has been working with experts from the Bloomberg Foundation and Harvard University, she added. One recent change is having more mental health professionals doing outreach to people who are homeless. Also during her speech, the mayor touted new housing and business developments, including an expanding Las Vegas medical district, and she lauded the members of the city council for their ability to work together. Reno and Las Vegas remain atop the list of the fastest warming cities in the United States, according to the annual Earth Day release of a report analyzing the nation's temperatures. The nonprofit Climate Central says the average annual temperature in Reno has risen almost 8 degrees since 1970, while in Las Vegas it's up 6 degrees. Car dependence and the urban concrete jungle are at least two of the causes, says Ben Leffel, a UNLV public policy professor who studies climate change. He told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that an increase in the use of public transportation, which would cut heat-trapping carbon emissions, is a key to fighting global warming. A scientist with Climate Central noted that carbon emissions are 31% more concentrated in the atmosphere now than in 1970, the first year Earth Day was celebrated. President Donald Trump visited Southern Nevada to celebrate his no tax on tips policy one day after the federal tax filing deadline. But there was more behind what ultimately felt more like a rally. Las Vegas was a natural location for the president to tout one of his more popular policies. About 12% of Nevada's population relies on tips for their income, making the state one of the country's top tip-based economies. No tax on tips is a signature feature of last year's so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. But the president and his advisors really wanted the 250 or so event attendees to feel better about the economy. We've seen the president at many of these types of events across the country veer into long tangents about the war in Iran and lots of other affairs, said Megan Messerly, a White House reporter for Politico and a former Nevada-based journalist. But he really stuck to the message and really drilled in on this message on the economy, which is what his campaign folks and his top political advisors in the White House have been wanting him to do for months now. Whether it's cycling through coaches or quarterbacks or both, the Raiders have been searching for stability in their efforts to return to their championship days. Las Vegas hopes Thursday night was a major step in the right direction. In taking Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza with the first overall selection in the NFL draft, the Raiders might have finally found their franchise quarterback. The Raiders will count on Mendoza to help turn around an organization that owns 3 Lombardi trophies, but hasn't won a playoff game since appearing in the Super Bowl in the 2002 season. But the Raiders have made it clear they won't rush Mendoza, and in fact signed veteran Kirk Cousins, who will likely be the starting quarterback entering the season. There'll be enough pressure on Mendoza and the Raiders to validate using the top pick on a player who wasn't prominently on most teams' radar a year ago, even though Las Vegas' selection has been telegraphed for several months. Read the full story at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.